You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. Jerry will be here at 6 a.m. with Gia, and they're going to do a talk show for 4 hours. When you do those overnight shows, does it feel like that's a long time to do
not
a show?
Not the 2 to 5. It's a nice sweet spot.
Three hours? I think that is the sweet spot. Yeah. 4 hours is too much.
I mean, and also what happens with the overnight is if you do either like 12 to 5 or 1 to 5, you know, first couple hours okay, but then you get into that like middle ground area where the late night crowd's going to sleep and the early morning crew is not really up yet. And you're talking to yourself for usually an hour to 90 minutes.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden at 4, bang, phones light up again.
And people wake back up.
Yeah.
Man, you got to wake up.
Yes, sir.
I always feel like 3 hours, to me, ideally 2 hours should be a talk show, but I know we're not going to do that. But 3 hours, the fourth hour. And then Mike and the Mad Dog and Mike solo for 5.5 hours. You got to be kidding
me. That's why a lot of times you got that interview replay at 6.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Like Sal, I know Sal's getting a break now. He's working the night shift.
It's not really a break. The hours are not as grueling through the night, but I mean, on an open night, he still could be doing like 7 to midnight.
Yeah, that's crazy. But he might actually go insane on the overnight. Like if he's on that shift for too long.
He's gone insane a number of times already.
And I get it. I would get it for sure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's that's a burnout position there.
I'm sure he's very much enjoyed the temporary change in lifestyle here, filling in for Keith, who's out on paternity.
Paternity means what? Father?
Correct.
Got it.
So he's using his
maternity, mother.
Right.
Paternity.
Well, like paternal, father. Maternal.
Got it.
Paternal grandparents, you know, you hear that.
So he went 6 weeks straight.
Yeah, he's using it all in one shot.
That's
I think he's a little over halfway through.
Wow.
So yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, if I had a baby, I might want to go to work instead. You know what I mean? It seems like a lot of work working with a new baby.
It is. And
Keith, I'd be like, I got to get to work.
Keith has admitted as much in his social media posts since was born. So I appreciate his honesty there. And as someone who's felt the same many times, I'm kind of just nodding along with everything that he's saying. Yes.
This might not have been a great idea. I might go to work instead.
Honey, you're good here, right? All right. I'm going to go make some money. See you later.
We got a situation developing in Major League Baseball.
Oh, a situation.
When you see something once, okay, that could be a freak thing. When something happens twice, I start to wonder, is there a conspiracy going on? And for the second time in a week, a bird has been killed during a baseball game.
The way you said bird, the only thing I could think of right away is Jerry.
Jerry.
It's a bird.
You moron.
Now,
last week.
Yeah.
Or within the same week, a Diamondbacks pitcher, Zach Gallen, killed a bird while warming up.
Right, or was just playing catch in the outfield, I think. Was he warming up for
the
game?
He was warming up. He was doing the 60-foot toss.
Okay, got it.
Now, Guardians' Will Brennan killed a bird with a hard liner ground ball type situation.
That, to me, is even more, I mean, the odds on that.
Yeah.
I mean, throwing it is one thing, you know, smaller area, you're aiming. The batted ball taking down the bird?
Batted ball took down a bird. So that's two birds, 1 week.
Don't make the two birds with one ball joke. Well, it was two balls, though.
No, but they say two birds
with one. Don't you with kill one two stone. Birds with one stone.
Yeah,
right?
Which is not nice.
Correct.
Killing birds for no
reason.
Or
what's the other one about the bush to the bird and the bush? Or the
a hand in the bush is worth two in the something.
We're both.
Not a hand.
Two in the hand is worth one in the bush.
Save us, please.
A bird in the hand.
Yes. is worth two in the bush. There it is.
I don't even know what that means.
My dad
either.
Likes that one. He uses that one a lot.
He does?
I think it came from my grandmother. Yeah.
Okay.
His mom.
Yeah, I never...
paternal grandmother, Alan.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Even though she's female, you're saying
paternal grandmother. So it tells you that it's my father's mother.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So he did reach out to PETA and apologize.
Come on, man.
He did via
Which
Twitter.
Which guy?
The
ground
ball latest
line
one.
Driver?
Peter King?
Come on. Not Peter King, what? The actual group.
Explain
he tweeted
to me.
And just said, my bad, I killed a bird.
Outside of just, hey, I feel bad.
He felt bad.
Feeling bad is one thing. He's nothing to apologize for.
Well, he felt bad.
Oh, please.
Killed a bird.
Stop.
Listen, these birds got to stay out of the ballpark. Same goes with possum, cats.
Raccoons.
Stay out of the ballpark.
What else? We're missing one. What was the thing in Oakland?
That was a possum.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
these wild animals.
We got two
ballparks.
In a week. Had there been one since the famous Randy Johnson incident?
There had not.
No, and not on any level of professional baseball.
Correct.
Come on.
I'm in confident enough somewhere? To say that. Nope. No birds have
I
been
bet,
killed.
For those that are listening right now, I bet someone's going to come up with one. That would be my guess.
Be fake news sad. They may create
And that
a
was
story.
Like, that was a while ago.
Long
now.
Time ago.
That's quite a gap.
He obliterated that
oh,
bird,
yeah,
too.
Well, I mean. Zach Gallen was warming up. Randy Johnson
yeah, he
was throwing
up.
A fastball
yeah.
in a game setting.
Boom.
Boom.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Did you see Aaron Judge got to meet Pete Rose before the game in Cincinnati on Saturday?
I did
Saturday.
Not see this.
I saw a video of this. It was interesting because he went up. Pete Rose was sitting right behind home plate in that area where you could like talk to the fans.
Yeah, I know Aaron Boone at some point, you know,
oh, he went over there?
Or said something, yeah.
So I saw the video of this. A fan picked it up. He went over to Pete Rose. He said, got to get some hits today with the hit king in town.
Yeah.
And he went 4 for 4.
I guess if it was only that easy.
Pete Rose was wearing a very bizarre outfit. He
that
had,
doesn't shock me.
He had on a baseball hat where the hat was a baseball. Like it was a white hat with red stitching.
I like that.
That's strange.
Why is
he's
it
old.
Strange?
He's an old man.
So what? He always wears the hats.
So what?
So?
He does wear hats
My
a
wife
lot.
And I were out in Vegas, you know, whatever it was, 12 years ago now or so, and he was doing one of those, hey, I'm here and I'll sign some, you know, memorabilia.
Yeah.
And he had the hat on.
Right. He was doing that thing in Vegas where he was there every single day.
Right. Yeah.
In like this mall setting.
Yes.
Signing balls.
Yeah. So we just happened to stumble upon him and it was like, oh, let's go meet Pete Rose and get an autograph.
I got a Pete Rose ball when he came in here. He just randomly signed balls and handed them to us.
Good for him.
Yeah. So I got a Pete Rose ball. There's probably a million of them out there.
Yeah, that's one of those I mean
it's not your thing.
No, just the fact that his whole situation with being banned and I'm not trying to say he didn't do some shady stuff, but
yeah.
Like at this point, come on now.
What a man.
With all the things
the
that have
fella.
Happened, now that everyone's gambling left and right, maybe not on their own teams. I mean, I get that.
Let the old fella in.
Like, well, who are we kidding?
The Tampa Rays have launched an attack on Carton and Roberts. You'll recall Carton and Roberts a week or so ago claimed that the Tampa Rays had to be cheating.
Let's be fair. That was Evan-driven.
Well, Craig called them... Tampa journeyman.
Okay, that doesn't suggest they're cheaters.
And Evan said, Christian Bethencourt?
No, Evan said a lot of things.
Hello, Taylor Walls?
Who? What?
Yeah. So, Tampa Rays' Luke Raley had some t-shirts made up in response to them.
Yeah.
When I first was reading the t-shirts, stupid. The t-shirts say, Tampa journeyman? Hello? What? That's kind of...
It's one of those inside the clubhouse
things.
It's
so inside. Like, you would have to know that Carton and Roberts did that.
Hey, let's get some t-shirts made up. Like, I'm sure, you know, in the Met Clubhouse, there'll be images of, you know, Pete and the infielders humping railings. Or there'll be some sort of inside slang, you know, maybe not slang, but some sort of inside term for whatever that is. Those will be on a t-shirt.
That's true.
Yep.
The 7 line, before they actually got the Mets, the rights to do Mets logos and stuff, they would have had a Pete humping shirt.
100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
John Boy's big on that now. They get illustrators to do stuff that they, I guess, don't need. permission for.
And everyone's selling T-shirts.
Slightly resembles it.
Right?
That's what I mean. Everyone, I'm going to go throw that on a T-shirt.
How many T-shirts are these places really selling?
I don't know, but that's what everyone does.
Do you think people would buy a Pete Alonso humping the fence?
100%.
T-shirt.
Met fans? Yeah, absolutely. When I say Met, that's not a knock on Met fans. Like if Alonso was on the, I don't know, name any other team.
Cubs.
He was doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Cubs fans. Yeah, give me some of that. I want
that.
You know
what the problem with all these T-shirts? They're always on crappy T-shirts. Like, you got to put stuff on nice shirts.
And the other thing is, like, you see the image on the computer. You have no feel
you
for
don't
it.
Know,
like,
right.
Yeah, you can go and see what it's made of, but even that is inconsistent.
Most of these T-shirts are cheap, boxy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If you want a nice fitted T-shirt, the problem is then it costs you.
And the sizing is inconsistent as
inconsistent.
Well.
Inconsistent. Correct.
Very tricky.
Correct. I bought two pairs of jeans, CeeLo, over the internet.
Over the internet.
Yeah. I got the exact same size.
Remember that boomer drop? On the internet.
On the internet. I put them up against each other.
Yeah.
The waist is a full inch
sure.
and a half off.
Different brands, I'm sure, right?
30 inches is 30 inches.
Evidently not. I don't know why, but that's the deal.
That's the deal.
What's the deal with the jeans?
And on the internet.
There
on the
is.
Internet. Then a story that Jerry and I brought you exclusively last week here. Well, no one else, I don't think, did it here on
the
radio station.
What would make it exclusive?
The Dodgers, like a lot of MLB teams, have Pride Night,
mm-hmm.
and the Dodgers had disinvited. They had invited, then disinvited, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Come on.
Because part of their gimmick is they are men dressed as nuns. And
it's a gimmick.
And when they had invited them, Catholic groups came out and said, this is an anti-Catholic group. They must be banned. So then the Dodgers disinvited them.
Wow.
Then I guess the Dodgers then did some more research to see the good that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence do.
Reverse
even
course.
Though they are men dressed as nuns.
This is men dressed as nuns.
Correct.
Called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
That is correct.
Huh.
So then the Dodgers did their own research and said, while these men, well, they didn't say this. I'm paraphrasing what was probably said.
I already have a headache listening
in an office,
to this story.
That the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are now welcome.
Reinvited. Way below average.
To Pride Night. Not only have they been reinvited to Dodgers Pride Night, they will receive the Community Hero Award.
Come on.
Yep. I looked at some photos. It was men dressed as nuns with face makeup on. Their claim is that, and I don't know anything about these sisters.
Like something you'd see at like a strip club or something.
Well, these sisters...
Mm-hmm.
I guess this group uses humor.
Shocker.
To help out in the LGBTQIA+ community.
Okay.
I nailed that one.
Well
you
done.
Thought I was going to miss a letter.
I would have 100% foobarred that.
Didn't miss it. So they're re-back invited.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So if you were going to go to Pride Night, and then you heard that they were going to be there and you canceled your tickets.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And then you bought your tickets back and then you canceled. It seems like
a lot of work.
Right.
I'm tired just listening to it.
Anytime. These ball clubs, they just invite all sorts of groups and it just causes headaches. Good and bad headaches.
So they were invited, then they weren't invited.
Correct.
Now they're re-invited and they're getting the
community award. Yes. That's going to be some scene out there.
That
at
about
Stadium.
Sums up 2023 in a nutshell, right there.
I'm thinking about going to that game dressed as a nun.
Yeah, flying out to LA.
Yeah, fly out right to LA and just go as a nun.
You got a date on that game?
I don't actually.
An opponent?
You don't know. I do.
Yeah.
San Francisco Giants.
How about that? Oh, California battle.
Big West Coast battle out there, CeeLo.
Yeah, NL West.
Let's
rivals.
Take a quick break, CeeLo. Then I promised you some NFL notes, and I have those on the other side.
Ooh.
And then Gio and Jerry Recco will be here at 6.